There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at that old country church, where with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at that old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt at that old country church, where with Jesus above, with His wonderful love, saved my soul at that old country church.
Oh, precious years,
precious years
of memories,
sweet memories.
Oh, what joy,
oh, what joy
they bring to me,
they bring to me.
How I long,
how I long
once more to be,
once more to be
with my friends at that old country church.
Welcome to the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, coming to you by the means of radio over this fine station, C103. Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Bobby Sandlin. What a great privilege it is to come to you this morning. Call a friend, tell a neighbor, we're on the air. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we come to you right here on C103. And again, it's a great privilege. And we pray this broadcast is a blessing to each and every one of you. We'd like to give you directions to our church. If you're coming from Mount Orb, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles. Till you come to Route 286, turn left, and the church is on the right-hand side. If you're coming from Fayetteville, you take Route 68, approximately 5 miles. Till you come to Route 286, turn right, and the church is on the right-hand side. Our church service night is Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday. Wednesday and Friday at 7:30, Sunday at 6, and Sunday school at 10:30 a.m. That's right. Every Sunday morning, we get into the Word of God and grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you want to know more about the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church, we want to give you our website so you can go to it and find out more about us and learn all about what we do here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. That's www.5milehc.org. Again, www.5milehc.org. You can go to that website. You can click on the sermon link and hear the radio broadcast 7 days a week. Amen. We try to update that monthly. So there's probably last month's broadcasters are on there, and next month there'll be the following month broadcast. So we just try to, we're always a month behind, but you can stay up with us. That way, if you miss a weekend, you can go there and follow up and find out what we preached. Amen. We appreciate our faithful contributors, the ones that makes this broadcast possible, because without them, we couldn't come to you every Sunday morning. So we want to send it out to Harold and Louise Brummett right there in Buford, Ohio. Faithful listeners, faithful contributors right here to 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast. We appreciate you, Brother Harold. Sister Louise, we've been praying for you, and we missed you in this year's homecoming. We was really looking forward to seeing you, but maybe you guys weren't feeling well to come out. But we still love you, and appreciate what you do for us. We also want to send it out to Anita and Vance Allen right there in Blanchester. Appreciate them. Appreciate all that they do. Want to send it out to Sister Linda Hughes in West Union. Amen. Faithful listener. Also a faithful contributor right here to the broadcast. Again, without these contributors, it'd be hard for us to come to you every week. They support us financially, and they also get it out and let people know about us out on the radio land. And let me say this before we go any further, and I try to give this out as much as I can. We've been on the radio now for 2 years. We just celebrated our 2 years, the first of this month. And, so we're working on our third year with C103. We'd like to know, how we're sounding out there. And if you enjoyed the broadcast, if you've been uplifted or encouraged, through the 5 Mile Holiness Church broadcast, we'd like to know about it. Would you take the time and sit down and drop us a line? Tell us what you feel about it, what you like, what you dislike. If you have a prayer request, you'd like for us to pray over. We'd like to hear from you. Send all correspondence to our church office, 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. Again, send all correspondence to our church office at 3083 U.S. Highway 50, Fayetteville, Ohio, 45118. We'll get that. Pray over it and give you a holler out on the radio. We appreciate each and every one of you. And before we get into the Word of God, I want to say we just finished last Sunday our homecoming, our celebration. Had a great homecoming, packed out crowd, one of the biggest crowds we've had here, and had a Holy Ghost meeting. I'm here to tell you it was unbelievable, the power of God that moved around here, and had just a historical crowd and dinner and food and just fellowship all over, and God really blessed us. It was our sixth year. We've been here at the 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church this April, 6 years. So we appreciate what God's doing for us here in the Mount Orb area, and we're trying to build a holiness church in this community to add to the kingdom of God. All right, we're going to get into the Word of God. We appreciate what God does for us here again. It takes the Lord to preach. It takes the anointing of God. My voice ain't the best today. I got in and preached the other night, and now I'm reaping the benefits of that. So we're going to try to preach to you, amen, out of the book of Acts, out of the book of Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, a very familiar story. And if God be my helper, I want to preach to you. The Bible reads like this. The Bible said, and verse 2, and a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go in the temple, asked of alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And the leaping, and he leaping up, stood and walked and entered into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat at alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly and wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel at ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness, we have made this man walk. Amen. If the Lord would help me just for a few minutes of time, I want to preach to you, there's a story behind my praise. There's a story behind my praise. Notice the Bible said this man was carried every day at the gate called Beautiful. He was laid before the pool as you enter in to the holiest temple there of Solomon's temple. And this man was carried there and laid that he would beg of alms of folks that came into the house of God to worship, that though they would drop him a piece of money or maybe even give him something to eat, but he was sitting there begging day in and day out. But finally one day came where two men full of the Holy Ghost, two men called of God, two men anointed of God. The Bible said Peter and John was going in the hour of prayer. They was going to pray and seek the Lord. Here's this man waiting on them. Amen. Like he always did every day. Had his cup out there, no doubt, or bowl or basin, and said, hey, alms, begging for something from them. But the Bible said Peter and John looked upon him and answered and said, look upon us. Don't look at the crowd. Don't look at everybody going in the church. Look on me and John. And the Bible said, he said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Arise and walk. And the Bible said he immediately, amen, received strength in his ankle bones and his feet. And the Bible said he stood up, amen, a man that could not walk, a man that had to be carried, amen, every day. But all of a sudden his life began to make a change, amen, because two men believed God, had power with God, and they said to this man, arise and walk. And the Bible said he stood up. But what did he do? Did he run to his neighbor? Did he run to his family and tell his family, look at me now? Nobody ran in the temple as Peter and John went in. And the Bible said he went in a leaping and praising God. He began to praise God for what God done for him. He glorified the Lord. And everybody that wondered and looked about, they said, is this not that man that stood at the gate or laid at the gate and begged of alms? Amen. What is he doing? What has happened? Oh, there's a story behind his praise. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. As they begin to inquire of this man, they said, what power have done this? Who has said this unto thee? Stand up and walk. Amen. But they begin to talk about Peter and John. Amen. The wonderful works and miracles they had done. And Peter asked them here, why do you marvel? Why do you wonder at this thing? Amen. It's not me that did it. It's not John that did it. But it's the power of God working in us. Well, I've seen the power of God move. I've seen the Lord move among folks. I've seen the healing hand of God touch people. Amen. In my life, I know God's real. And I know His Holy Ghost is real. I know His Spirit dwells among us. Amen. Praise be to God. I've seen Him heal my family. I've seen Him touch my children. Amen. He's made ways in my life and worked things out that man could not. Amen. I know my God is real because I got a story behind my praise. Amen. You say, why do those people, amen, go to church like that? Why do they clap them hands and sing hallelujah to a man they have not seen? Amen. Praise be to God. To you agnostics out there, to you atheists out there, I want you to know, you may not see him today, but you're going to see him before too long. For the Bible says that every eye shall behold him, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord of lords Lord and King of Kings. Oh, you're going to look on Him. You're going to see Him one day. Amen. But praise be to God. I know He's alive because I feel Him in my soul. I know He's alive because He walks about and speaks to our hearts. Amen. I may not touch Him, physically touch Him. Oh, but He touches me. Well, glory to God. I want to preach to you out there in radio land. I got a story behind my praise. Listen, this man here had a story to tell. He didn't hold back. He went praising the Lord. You remember the Word of God teaches us of another story. Amen. Of 10 lepers that was full of leprosy. And they came to the Lord and asked for healing. And God, the Bible said, He touched them all. He touched all 10 of them, and the Bible said they went away, but only one returned and give God the glory and give God the praise. Amen. Praise God. Jesus said unto that one, did I not heal 10? Where are the other 9? Amen. But no, He couldn't answer for the other 9. He said, Lord, I returned to give You praise. I return, Lord, to give You honor. And the Bible said the Lord immediately made him whole. Amen. What does that mean, preacher? Leprosy was a disease. Amen. That would take a limb, a finger, maybe an ear. Amen. Various members of the body, amen, would be lost through this disease. Amen. But glory be to God. Amen. When Jesus said, Thou, amen, be thou made whole. You know what He done? Amen. Maybe He lost a limb and God give it back to him. Maybe He lost a finger or a hand, but God give it back to him. For He said, you are made whole. Amen. Because He give God the praise. He give God the glory. There's a story behind my praise. You say, why does people like that? Why does people get in the church like they do? Why does people serve God like that? I'm here to tell you they got a story behind their praise. Amen. They know where they was. Amen. Where God brought them from. They know how deep in sin they was and what God did for them. And that's why they praise God like they do. That's why they glorify God. Amen. Listen today. I wasn't deep in sin, but yet I was a sinner. Amen. I was raised by a preacher, by a praying mommy. I went to church all of my days. Amen. But I was still a sinner, saved by grace. At the age of 19, God saved my soul, filled me with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise be to God. You know why God come by and save me? Amen. Because He come to seek and save that which was lost. I was lost and God came by and He called my name. He'll call your name. He'll pull you out of that trouble. He'll pull you out of that disappointing life that you're living. He'll save you and cleanse you and make you whole. He can turn your life around. You say, preacher, I don't know about all that. Let me tell you my story, because I'm going to give Him praise. Amen. Everybody in my years of preaching, when they get up and testify, what is a testimony? A testimony is a testimony of praise. It's a story. What God has done, what God is doing, and what God can do. Well, glory be to God. I've seen the glory of God be exalted in the house of God. I've seen men in a supermarket, amen, on the job tell me, preacher, I know there's a God. I know because I was near to death, and God come by and took me up and saved me and kept me from going to hell. Amen. Praise be to God. What a story. A story of praise today. You're going to have that story to tell. Amen. You can have it. You may say, preacher, I'm too far gone. No, you're not. He's got a hand. The Bible said, my hand is not short that I cannot save. Neither is my ears too heavy that I cannot hear. God knows where you're at today. For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open under the cry. The Bible said in Psalms 34, the poor man cried in the time of his trouble, and God delivered him out of all his distresses. Are you hearing me today preach to you? I'm a preaching to you today. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. There's a story behind my praise. I'll use this story in my text to help you to understand the delivering power of God. How that God healed this lame man through his prophets and through his men is the same way God heals people in this hour. It's the same way God delivers people in this hour. He's got men that's anointed by his Holy Ghost. He's got men and women that are sanctified holy, that have separated themselves from the world. Amen. Praise be to God. And God has came by and took a bone in their lives and using them as instruments of praise. You want to have praise? Amen. You want to give God the glory? Amen. Let him give you a story. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter where you're at, what you've done. Amen. My God is able to deliver. He didn't come to seek those that didn't need a physician, but he come for those that needed a physician. He come not for the righteous, but for the ungodly. Amen. Sinner, listen at me today. This is an old-time holiness preacher, and no doubt that you've been raised by. Amen. In your years, you remember this old time preaching. You remember this Holy Ghost Spirit of God I'm preaching about. You've been around it. You know what it is. You remember singing those songs. You remember going to the house of God, and you knew there was something special in that house. But you've got away from God, and you got away from God's word. But today, God's allowed me, amen, to preach to you. God's allowed me to have this appointed time to remind you of the story of praise. Remind you of what God's done for you, where he's brought you from, where he's taking you to. Brother, that'll cause you to praise God today. It'll cause you to raise a hand this morning when you realize this is not my home. I'm going to the eternal home. Amen. I'm just getting ready to go from this life and to the next life. Well, glory be to God. How about it today? Are you ready to go? Are you ready to meet a Savior, an Almighty God? Listen, friend, you can share the story. You can tell your neighbors and your friend what God's done in your life. Let the world know that he is alive. Amen. Glory be to God. I know he's alive, and he's coming again. He said in his word, he said, little children, watch ye therefore and pray always, for in such an hour that you think not the Son of Man cometh. He's a coming today, whether you're ready or not. He's a coming. Amen. Glory. And I want to tell this world, I want to tell this community, I want to be ready. I'm a praying, I'm a reading God's word, I'm a following that roadmap, and I'm a telling everybody, amen, that comes in my contact, I'm a telling them about a Savior that can heal, deliver. I'm a telling them about a Savior that can turn your life around. Amen. Glory be to God. How about it
today? Do you have a story of praise? Do you have a story to tell somebody? Somebody said, preacher, I've got stories, but they're ugly. I've got stories of sin. I've got stories, amen, that I'm not proud of telling. Amen, but I'm here to tell you, thanks be to God. He said in His Word, He take all our sins, cast them in the sea up for forgetfulness, never to be remembered against us anymore. God's got a great big eraser. He can wipe all your sins away. Amen. Wipe your slate clean. And when He does that, you can start all over again. And that story of disappointment and that story of anguish, amen, and gloom, you can stand out and give a story of praise. You can glorify God. And somebody will say, isn't that the man that used to be a drunkard? Is that the woman that used to run the street? Is that the boy that used to steal and rob? I'm here to tell you, I'm not that man anymore. You can give a testimony of praise. You can have a story of praise. Well, glory be to God. Amen. Do you want to change? Do you want to change in your life? You can have it today. And the only way you can have it, you're going to have to give it to God. You're going to have to surrender to God. What did Peter and John say? He said, look upon us, not on the world. Amen. But look on us. We're about to do something. We're going to call on God. Amen. We're going to change your life. You may say, preacher, there ain't no man I caught that much power. I'm here to tell you today, it's not the man. Peter and John said, it's not me, but it's He that worketh in me. Well, glory. Glory to God. Are you hearing this preacher today? Amen. You can have a story of praise. You can have victory today over that heals you. All you got to do is surrender to God and give Him your heart and say, Lord, I'm sorry. And God will deliver your soul. You say it's not that easy, preacher. It is. I've seen men over the years of my ministry that was overtaken by drugs and alcohol. I've seen women, amen, when I preached in Cincinnati, amen, that was overtaken with solicitation and prostitution. But God turned their lives around. Amen. And now they're ministers in the gospel. And now they're baptizing others. Listen, brother, God can turn you around. I know of a young man today, right here in Hillsboro, in the last few minutes, listen at me. A young man right here in Hillsboro, his mommy and daddy took him to, amen, all kinds of clinics and doctors to try to heal him, amen, of his addiction on cocaine. Amen. Oh, they couldn't do much with him. He went to the various dry out centers. Amen. Oh, amen, spent a lot of money to try to get him, amen, back to normal, but he just kept getting worse. Amen. But one Friday night in Blanchester, Ohio, amen, he came to an altar of prayer. Amen. Cried out to the Lord and said, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need your healing. And God healed that man. And that man today no longer has an addiction. That man today is married and got three children. That man today, amen, as a preacher out of the Hillsboro Holiness Church. Listen at me today. He didn't have to take any medicine. He didn't have to go see any more doctors. Amen. But one touch of the Master's hand, 1 hour of prayer, I turned him all the way around. Are you listening at me today? Peter and John was going in the hour of prayer. Amen. But that man had a change in his life. Amen. That hour of prayer turned that man's life all the way around. How about it today? Are you going to have a story of praise? Are you going to be willing today to rise up out of that condition that you're in and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and arise up out of that condition and leap and praise the Lord and give God the glory. Amen.